Hi. It's been a very long time. About 4.5 months, to be a little more precise. Still an approximation, but you get the idea. I didn't have a plan. I so rarely do when I start these recordings, unless I'm recording a script or something, which I also would like to do. Got a little nudge about that today. You know who you are if you're listening, Mr. Scriptwriter. I've fallen very behind, but, you know, good reason, with good reason. So I've decided that I guess now is as good a time as any to make a comeback. What I hope will be a comeback. I do really enjoy audios, recording them and listening to them, and other people listening to me. I really get off on it. So, you can imagine how terrible it's been to be away from GWA for so long. Actually, I've really thought about it. I've been so busy and things are just so hectic, aren't they? So much has happened in the past few months. Things are messy. Much like this recording will be. I don't have a premise. I don't have a story to narrate to you today. It's just me in a very imperfect setting. I'm in my room and my windows are open. You may or may not be able to hear things happening outside, birds chirping, cars passing by, neighbors conversing. I share walls with my neighbors. I'm in an apartment, so I can hear them talking, everyone who's been cooped up in their houses. A very imperfect audio for a very imperfect time. Some of us, or all of us, are so overwhelmed by everything that's happening. Things are so different now. But that's not why I'm here. I don't want to talk about the virus, or the quarantine, or the masks, or the toilet paper shortage. I'm not here for any of that. I'm here to help take your mind off of that, to take my own mind off of all that for a moment, to think about those of you who decided to click on this audio and listen to me talk and come, because that's what I intend to do. It's the whole purpose of these audios, isn't it? To talk and to come. And that's what I want to do. I don't care about the people next door, hanging out in their bedroom, listening to me also, albeit against their will, but there's nothing I can do about that. I don't care about the cars passing by or the birds chirping outside. No. All I care about right now is coming. I'm still fully clothed, so this really is just a spur of the moment thing. In fact, I'll get undressed with you. I'll take off my top. I'm wearing a t-shirt with a little sloth on it. He's cute. He's hanging out in a faux pocket. Odd things, aren't they? Faux pockets and zippers and weird sewn-in compartments to nowhere. It's like a staircase that leads nowhere, or a door that doesn't open ever to anywhere. And now it's gone. I take off my bra. It's been hugging me all day, cupping my tits while I work the day away. It feels so good to be free of it. I'll take off my pants. How do you imagine I look while I'm doing this? Do you imagine that I'm kneeling on the bed, pushing my pants down to my knees, and then awkwardly turning over and kicking them off of my feet? Or maybe I'm standing and I'm sliding them off of my ass, slowly, down my thighs, to my calves, down to my ankles, and then using my feet to step lightly and pull each leg free. The yelling of small children. I don't care about that either. I feel so good to lay here and touch my own skin. Feel the softness of my breasts. Let my hands travel down my stomach, over my belly button, down, down, down. And what's this? I'm still wearing my underwear. Let's take those off too, shall we? They're a nice black pair. It's a thong, actually. And it looks fantastic on me, in case you were wondering. And now it's gone. And here I am, in my bed, with all the commotion going on around me, so much commotion, that I'm lying here, naked in this bed, with you. I want to come with you. I want us to come together. And you can think about anything you want. Whatever drives you sexually. Whatever pushes you to whatever end you need to get to come. That's what I want you to think about. I've breached this amalgamation of subjects before. Just a vast covering of all topics. Sucking cock, fucking, anally and vaginally. Pulling hair, smacking asses, biting, scratching. Pulling hair. I wonder if I already said that. Maybe I did. Doesn't matter. Maybe it's just because I like it so much. choking. Let's not forget about choking. A great number of us really enjoy that. Oof. I know I do. A little breath play never truly hurt anybody. But it's also okay if you make it hurt just a little. But no matter what you're thinking about, no matter what you want, no matter what kink pushes you to the edge and beyond, the uniting factor right now for me and for you is that we're going to come. Because as I speak to you, my hand is traveling lower over the peaks and valleys of my flesh. And it's inching closer and closer to my hot, wet, wanting pussy. And let me tell you, it is hot and it is wet and it is absolutely wanting. I hadn't considered how good it would feel to be doing this again. I mean, I masturbate a lot. But there's something about recording it and knowing that others are going to hear it that makes it so much filthier and better. It feels better. It feels like I could close my eyes and see other people around me. Faceless, of course. I don't know what anyone of you looks like. I can imagine faces, but that is just too cognitively strenuous. Particularly at this moment in time when all I really want to do is come. So, shapeless faces of people watching me touch myself, thinking the same things that I'm thinking, or maybe not. I don't know. I'd love to be entertained by the thoughts of others watching me fuck myself. But all I can do is imagine what others would be thinking. Maybe they would be thinking of nothing at all. Just focused, hyper-focused on the woman on her bed with her fingers in her pussy. Or maybe one person is thinking how much they would like to. Own the fingers that are touching my pussy. Watching me and imagining themselves standing over me with their hands on my cunt. Feeling the heat radiating from within. Sliding their fingers between my lips and feeling the wetness that lies beyond them. A dark, dank place that's begging to be filled up. Maybe there are thoughts of tasting. And devouring. Those are very nice thoughts. I do enjoy the idea of being devoured. Wholly and completely. More than a snack. I want to be. Course meal. I want to be the beginning, the middle, the end, and the dessert afterward. Oh, it's a nice thought, isn't it? Can't even express to you how amazing this feels right now. I hope you feel as amazing as I do. Touching yourself, listening to me touch myself. Are you touching yourself? If you're not, you fucking should be. I demand it. I don't care where you are or what's going on around you. You can always find a little time, a little space, privately, for yourself, to steal away and listen to the sound of my voice. Listen to this girl, laying in a bed, naked, touching her cunt, and thinking about how wonderful it would be to have a room full of you, watching, prying, moving closer to my body. Contemplating, acting on those thoughts you're having. Whatever thoughts you would have while you're watching someone do what I'm doing. Right now, right in front of your eyes. To watch such a dirty, filthy, fucking slut of a display. That is what I want you to see. It's what I want you to think about. It's what I want to drive you to touch yourself. Yes, this audio is erratic and I don't care. It's imperfect, and so is the world we're living in, especially now. So who fucking gives a shit about plotline? About cohesive thought? None of that matters. All that matters now is that I want to come. And I want you to come. And I want you to think about how badly I want to come and what lengths I'm willing to go to do it. What and who I'm willing to disregard to come for you right now. What depths of depravity I would be willing to sink to just to get off for you on this audio here and now. Fuck. I can feel it building and swirling inside of me like a storm. A tempest. That electrifies my body. Keeps me writhing and moaning in fucking ecstasy. I can't fucking believe how good this feels right now. Oh, fuck. God, I want to come. I want to come thinking about being used and using. I want to come thinking about my body not being my own, but belonging to someone else. Being taken. Being adored. Being devoured. And being worshipped. I want you to worship my pussy. And I want to worship you. I want to worship your body. Every fucking inch of your body. I'm going to taste it. I want to feel it against me. I want to possess it. I want you to possess me. Oh, fuck. I want you to feel the aching of this cunt. I want you to feel it tightening as it comes around your fingers, around your cock, around your tongue. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Please come with me. That's all I could want right now, please. Could hear my heart, could feel how heavily it's pounding. Fuck. Oh, GWA. I missed you so much, and I hope that you had as much fun listening to me come as I had actually coming. I hope that this is just the beginning of very long-awaited return for me. I thoroughly look forward to doing this again and again and again. I hope you look forward to hearing me. 'Cause I fucking missed you guys. All of you, even those of you who are hearing me for the first time, I missed you too. Well, there's no better way to end an audio than to say goodbye and have a good day.